talk to Fine Gael MEP and Vice President of the European Parliament, Mairead McGuinness, is on the line now. Very good morning, Mairead McGuinness. Thanks for talking to us this morning. The lights were burning late last night in Brussels. What are you hearing?
Well, you're right, the lights were burning late, but they didn't burn through the night. And I suppose my interpretation on that is that work had been, you know, going well and progress was being made, but not enough to for the negotiators to plough through the night. So I think what we're hearing is probably what's been reflected in your news bulletin thus far, that certainly the momentum has really been fired up since the meeting on Friday between the two leaders, and that the negotiators were literally told to get down and get a deal done. Now, we've sort of, in the Parliament here, we've been through ups and downs on the Brexit road for the last 3 years. So while there's a sense of hope and perhaps expectation, we're also being realistic in that at the final hour, things can go wrong. So we're not saying that it will be over the line. But there does seem to be a pressure from the UK side to get something done in time for the leaders to at least look at it and give it some approval. And then you're into another process of ratification. But let's not jump our fences. We still have not got a deal. We know that there is progress towards a deal and that there are meetings happening in the UK to try and, you know, around the DUP's position. And it does, I suppose, point towards what many of us thought mightn't happen this week, but it does point towards perhaps something breaking by lunchtime today. But, you know, I wouldn't put money on it, but right. I certainly sense in the air a more, I suppose, optimistic view that things might get done.
Right. But given the fact that the negotiations actually have been taking place really in this intensive period only a matter of days, and that's obviously a very short period in which to start from scratch with a legal text, and that I think everybody understands is essential. Is the likelihood now that if something does emerge, it'll be a version or something close to that Northern Ireland only backstop of 2 years ago?
Well, look, that you would perhaps predict that, but none of us know. We know that the two issues that needed sorting was the customs issue and also the consent issue. And I've heard more about the customs than consent, but perhaps that is why they were late last night. Mm. And you're right, you would imagine that it has to move closer to that because it is the cleanest, most effective and efficient way. If it goes that direction, how will that be perceived in the UK? I did see some tweets this morning suggesting that the Tory party is not as united as the Prime Minister might like in the direction he's travelling. But until we see the detail, none of us are in a position to say what's in the withdrawal agreement. But certainly from a European Union side, we want something that is legally sound and can work, not just in the short term, but certainly for the longer term. And the UK has its own objectives. But as I read it, the British Prime Minister, where earlier we might have thought he wanted a no deal, but it seems now he's very determined to get a deal. He wants it done this week. I think he also quite likes the idea of burning the midnight oil and things being done at the last minute. That's his view and perception of how Europe works. When he was a journalist, that's how he saw it. So maybe this is his personal approach to the negotiations. He has a sitting of the House of Commons on Saturday, which would suggest that he's expecting something to talk about on Saturday. And therefore, he will want that his timetable is not disrupted. And if he wants that more than anything else, then he is going to have to give ground on some of the key issues. And really, Europe is not doing anything other than protecting the Good Friday Agreement, protecting its own interests in these negotiations. And I'm sure the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has his own objectives here. But it seems to me he likes the idea of getting this done, as he's been saying so frequently, get Brexit done. Yeah. My view is we need to get the right Brexit done and we cannot rush it just for the sake of meetings.
That's exactly what I wanted to pick up on you. Maybe just briefly, if you can. The London Times is reporting today that Johnson is fighting attempts by the EU to delay Brexit until next year. Is there any appetite there to postpone yet again Britain's departure?
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration, I'd say, amongst member states and certainly in the European Parliament. But we've been, you know, patient thus far. And if it took an extra few weeks, I don't think anyone would say, no, we're not going to give that extra time. But to suggest that we're trying to frustrate the process or trying to hold the UK inside or push the timelines out is not the case at all. If anything, because we have a new Parliament, a new Commission, there is an urgency at the EU side that this Brexit that would get done, mm-hmm. but there's also a very real sense that we have to make sure we do it right. And that's why you need to give it time. But to suggest that Europe is trying to, you know, push the deadline beyond the end of October, the January deadline is a suggestion. This is not a European issue. In a sense, we have to do what is right for the negotiations. And indeed, the UK would have to request an extension. Right. It wouldn't be imposed by the European Union.
More on this, no doubt, in the hours ahead. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed. That's Mairead McGuinness, Vice President of the European Parliament.